Hello. And is this thing on?
It's time for Jack of the Rock, sports talk radio for Kodiak Island and beyond. Exploring the hottest issues of athletics around the planet and across the universe. And now your hosts.
The hardest working man in rock and roll.
Mild-mannered reporter, Derek Clarkston.
The creator of ESPN.
Kodiak's most eligible bachelor, Ron Sears.
Save a hope.
International male supermodel, Nick Sandin. And
you won't like him when he's angry.
The big carrot, Jay Barrett.
Obviously, Jock of the Rock, but this is Talk of the Rock, but a special Jock of the Rock edition. And we don't have Jay or Ron or Nick with us, but we do have Derek Clarkston. What was this, the hardest working?
Man, that brought back some memories.
That was from 2011.
I was going to say.
That was an intro from 2011.
It sounded like it perfect for today. It had the Halloween
right.
sort of feel to it.
Oh. Exactly. That's why I chose it.
Excellent choice. And sadly, two of those people are no longer with us, Jay Barrett and Ron Sears. So extra memories with that one.
Good little throwback.
Yeah.
So here with Derek Clarkston and Deb Rohr, the activities. Well, Derek Clarkston, sports reporter for the Kodiak Daily Mirror, and Deb Rohr, the activities director for the Kodiak Island.
I prefer
district.
Swiss Army knife. Do a lot of sports is like the last thing I get to during my work hour.
That's true. Editor, writer extraordinaire.
Paginator.
Paginator.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Everything. Yes. Everything at and then at the paper, and then Deb also. Everything with sports and activities with schools. We're all – there's like three Swiss Army knives in this room
yeah.
right now.
That would be accurate.
So we try to get on Talk of the Rock a couple times a year, talk about sports in – specifically sports in Kodiak. But we can start off with some of the big things right now, World Series.
Oh, what a fabulous playoff!
Rangers up 2-1.
Is that your team in the MLB? You're from Texas,
well, actually it's Astros and the Rangers. My parents grew up in Houston, so I grew up an Astros fan. But then I went to college in Dallas, so became a Rangers fan. So that the championship series between the Astros and Rangers was quite the nail biter for our family.
I bet. I bet. But it's been great. And it's refreshing to see two teams that have never won a World Series. So we're
62 years.
We're going to get a first time champion.
That's nuts. Yeah.
And so that's pretty cool. The beauty of baseball, unlike the other sports, you don't always get the best teams playing in the final, you know, the World Series. NBA Finals, you typically get the best teams. Super Bowl, sure.
Yeah.
Baseball, I mean, the Diamondbacks, what they 83 wins during the regular season?
But if they're peaking, they're peaking at the right time.
It's just a different format because baseball is such a long season, 162 games. You get into a five-game, seven-game series, it changes the complexion of each team. So it's fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's.
And I'm rooting for the Diamondbacks, of course.
Uh-oh, okay.
They have a couple former Mariners on the squad. Paul Sewald, the closer.
Right.
Ketel Marte, the second baseman. And Corbin Carroll, the young rookie, is from Seattle. So you gotta pull for the Diamondbacks.
Do you? I'm going with Rangers. Rangers in six.
Yeah, when the Mariners were eliminated second to last day of the season, I hitched on to the Diamondbacks wagon, and so far it's looking good.
I actually thought the Phillies were peaking.
The Phillies looked really good.
They looked really good.
And I didn't see them losing at Citizen Bank Park because those fans bring another element to that team. They truly have a home field advantage. And I was at that stadium in April.
When you did your big old tour?
Yeah. Well, just one stadium. Next year, I think we're going to hit Pittsburgh. The Mariners are going to be in Pittsburgh. But, those fans, they're wild. We went on dollar hot dog night.
Well, of course.
and the Mariners were winning, and towards the end of the game, there were hot dogs being thrown on the fields, fans getting ejected. It was,
it was a sight.
That
reminds me of, I've seen several Facebook posts about volleyball regions coming up and about remember decorum and don't yell at the refs. And but when it comes to professional sports, they're...
Yeah, fair game.
Fair game. So with baseball, I think when we did our spring sports, the baseball and softball season hadn't ended yet. So how did the Kodiak teams end up their seasons, baseball, softball? Do you remember?
They both ended up winning their region tournament, which was super exciting for both of them, and then went on to state and did not win state. Had a couple of mishaps there, and they both had a great season. We've got eight teams for baseball in our region. That's and some solid teams. So it was huge for them to win the region tournament. Softball has, over the last number of years, even when I was coaching back in the day, Homer was always our team to beat, you know, mm-hmm. and somehow Homer has, it doesn't matter how our season has gone, Homer always somehow has climbed in there and won, and they hosted last year, mm-hmm. I think it was at Homer.
Yeah.
And, so it was really kind of an extra sweet thing for mm-hmm. for our kids with 13 kids the entire season, to then win the region tournament in Homer. So it was kind of, I know for me as a competitive person, took me back a little bit to coaching and all that. Knowing that feeling would be a little extra nice.
You and Dave had some battles with Homer. Is that rivalry still there with the, these kids know?
I don't know the history behind Homer softball.
When Weatherly was playing softball, I think she felt it, or there was definitely something there, but
yeah.
Going back decades,
Kodiak won 2008, was that the state championship?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a few years.
Been a while.
Yeah, been a while.
Yep. So they're Lauren and the crew are they're hoping to bring home another state title.
All right, let's do it. Okay. let's see. So, heading into fall, we've got a couple of things to kind of recap. There was cross-country tennis. That was...
Football,
of course.
And then there's two fall sports still.
We've got volleyball and swimming going on now. So the swimming, they're heading to state?
Correct.
Swim team.
Yeah, they were at regions last week in Soldotna, and both boys and girls took second place. Had a great weekend for the kids. Our numbers are quite small, but obviously they're pretty mighty.
They're coming
out of it second place for both of them. Came home with a plaque for the female swimmer of the year, which was Amaya, and then her mom was coach of the year, Maggie, which was a sweet thing for both of them.
It's a great way to cap out. I mean, not that Maggie's career as a swim coach is over, but I mean,
it has just started.
It's just started.
Well, 2018 was her first year at the high school level, but she's been coaching club for a while. You said returned. They haven't returned home yet. The swim team.
Well,
so they haven't brought the plaques.
Oh, well, that's true. I was gonna say, I don't remember saying returned home. But
they went to Soldotna for regions, and they're just going straight over to Juneau for state.
Well, they hung out at the airport on Sunday for 8 to 10 hours, and so we had the conversations back and forth, looking at the weather this week, which I didn't want to do because obviously I'm hosting regions, so I have no desire to look at how bad the weather might be, to kind of think about all my different plans to get teams here mm-hmm. and what we're going to do with the tournament if they don't arrive on time. Anyway, so Maggie and I had talked quite a bit about it. And we just made the decision that by the time they were getting home, which was then Monday morning, they were turning around and leaving tomorrow, Wednesday, it made more sense for them to stay. They've worked so hard and for every team, we've looked into those possibilities for mm-hmm. basketball before, for baseball before, for a number of sports that when the weather, if their flight's delayed coming home and it's a Sunday and it looks like it's going to be, sometimes it's just worth it to keep them there.
Yeah.
And so for swim, it it made sense to, we brought home the kids that didn't qualify for state. They came home with the wrestling team Monday morning because wrestling was stuck up there as well. So we flew those kids home. So the remainder are up in Anchorage and they will head out to Juneau Wednesday night.
I bet they are all just getting on each other's nerves right now. Having traveled with a team of teenagers for more than 3 days, there's a critical mass. That...
Right.
Well, yeah. They left last Wednesday. So it's going to be a week and a half of...
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to get to know each
coaches.
Other.
God bless the coaches.
Right.
I agree. I hope they're coaching next year. Yeah. I hope they're coming back.
She gets to take them trick-or-treating in Anchorage. I mean...
Oh, that's true.
I didn't think
about the amount of candy those kids are going to load up on. You touched on the small numbers, and it's really incredible because the girls had five swimmers at regions. Colony had a group of, 30? Almost double.
Is there not a cap on...
Oh, no, and they only finished 12 points behind Colony for first place.
I thought it was 8.
Wow.
Well, maybe 8 points.
I think it was
12 points. The Colony had 3 divers that combined for 12 points.
Wow. That scored.
So take those divers out of the equation.
The five girls
from Kodiak
would
have been region champions. And they head to state, hoping to finish fairly high, top 6 with 4 swimmers.
Okay.
Maya Rochelle was ranked first in the 50 freestyle, second in the 100 freestyle, and then Morgan Hagen has a chance to score some points. And then the two relays are both ranked seeded third, 200 and 400 freestyle. So the girls' team is loaded with a lot of talent. It's fun to watch. Interesting, Amaya set a age group a record, 10-year-old age group record in the 50 freestyle at the Juneau pool. She's returning to the Juneau pool for the first time since setting that age group record.
Oh,
so,
there we go.
Yeah.
She's eyeing that.
Oh, yeah. I talked to her this morning, and she's excited about the opportunity to return to Juneau and possibly, win a state title in that event. Now, if she does, that'll be her first state title as a junior. Who came in with a lot of accolades as a youth swimmer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She owns a lot of youth state records. So, and then the boys, they have a couple seniors, James Baristoff, Max Robinson, who are both seated, top 8. And Cody Hubert, who's a sophomore, is seated pretty high.
He had
in
a great
the 50
region.
Freestyle. He really did have a
great region weekend.
Yeah, he really did. So the boys should have a good showing too. Oh, it'll be exciting to see the results come in on Saturday.
Okay, that's what's going on now this weekend. We got volleyball regions.
First team comes in tonight, and when I mentioned that to you earlier, you looked outside, and I said, no. No. They're coming in tonight. The other three teams are coming in tomorrow afternoon.
How do we look in the region?
Well, we had another tie. Last year we had a tie with basketball that ended up going with the on the girls' side that went down all the way down to a coin toss, which is and that's what happened with this too, which is really coin toss is kind of your worst whatever, but it was what it was, and we I think we'll have some conversations with the coaches in regards to the bylaws to maybe try to get away from those coin toss. Try to put something in there earlier up that would help balance that. Although Solotna and Kodiak were pretty even matched, I think, throughout the season. And so that's who the tie was between. Wasilla is coming in number 1, and they're number 1, I believe, in the state.
They are the best team in the state, which is rare for the Northern Lights Conference to house the best team in the state.
Well, and I was up there for volleyball last weekend, and they're a talented group of kids Wasilla.
They're tall. When you have girls that are 6'4", across in the middle, it's tough to compete.
Yeah.
And volleyball is all about height.
And you can only, and wingspan too.
And wingspan, Layla Hayes, talented girl on the volleyball court and even more on the basketball court.
Yeah.
She's received a magnitude of Division I offers in basketball, and she's really good in volleyball too.
Yeah. So Wasilla will be seated 1, Colony will be seated 2 because of a coin flip. Soldotna will be number three, Kodiak will be number four, and Palmer goes in the five spot.
Okay.
So we are adjusting the very first game of the tournament will be Thursday at 2 o'clock. We'll be between Kodiak and Palmer. So we're scheduling that to try to get, just play in front of the student body. We don't host regions very often, obviously, every 5 or so years.
2017. Last one prior to that was 2007 and then 1998.
Yeah. So. Oh, was it really? Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah. So
it's like 10 years.
So it's a, okay. So, anyway, so yeah, we're going to play in front of the student body on Thursday and, so the bracket went out today. Got that to Derek. Got that. It's on Facebook, on the district page.
Yeah, sorry about pestering you so much yesterday about that. I had the Peninsula Clarion sports reporter emailing me. And they're like, dude, have you seen the bracket? And I'm like, not yet.
Well, we're waiting on the coin toss. Most of the conference had games this past weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And we knew that there was most likely going to be a tie. It kind of depended on how Soldotna played against Colony this weekend. And so we're waiting on that, which I knew we wouldn't be able to do the bracket till later and stuff like that. So, the delay on that.
That's a crucial coin toss though, in regards to the Kodiak side, because they get to play Palmer at 2 p.m. Winner of that match plays Wasilla at 7.
Right.
So had they won the coin flip, they would have had face Colony instead of having to Palmer and then Wasilla. So that was really a crucial coin flip that did not go Kodiak's way. Kind of a bummer.
That's wild.
Because there's only two teams that earn automatic berths to the state tournament out of the five. It used to be three.
Right.
Last year they switched it to two because teams keep dropping down to the 3A classification. So there used to be eight teams in this conference. Now we're down to five.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that's why
we hadn't had regions for so many years prior to that. Now we're on a rotation, but if another team were to drop, then that, changes it. Or if we add teams, then that changes it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But outside of Wasilla, I think it's a fairly even, it'll be a battle for second place. I think Kodiak, Colony, Soldotna, and even Palmer beat Colony this season.
Yep.
So those four teams are fairly equal. It'll be interesting to see which team emerges to the championship match.
I feel like second
match.
Place is anybody's game.
Yeah, yep. I really do too. And hopefully, playing at home gives Kodiak a little bit of, more energy from the crowd. They don't have a great home record when it comes to region tournament games here. They've lost the last five region home games here, so hopefully that streak ends.
Yeah,
that would be nice to see.
Which Kodiak volleyball player should we be?
Giselle Blanco, senior, does it all for Kodiak. What is she? 5'5", and plays way above her height. Great defender, awesome server. When she serves, that's when I think Kodiak is at its best.
Okay.
She is a really good server, and then she gets to play back row alongside libero Kate Holland, and that's they roll off a lot of points in that rotation. She leads the team in kills. She just picked up a milestone in digs, 1,000 career digs, which is impressive because she's not a libero. so she's not playing in the back row all the time. She goes up and plays up front. Amira Skolkoff.
Yeah.
She's had a really good season. She's had games where she's had, 16, 17 kills in a match. And so
she's an itty bitty thing that hits hard and has some ups. Like, we are short, but I tell you what, our kids can jump. Like, I'm impressed.
Yeah. And of course, Kodiak volleyball is known for defense. It always has and probably always will because Kodiak just doesn't have the height to contend with the Wasillas, the Colonies, Palmers. They grow them tall in the valley. So
for every sport.
For every sport. So
they get more sun in the summertime.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's where they get the big pumpkins.
Yeah, but it should be a fun weekend.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about how some of the other fall sports ended up. Football won a game.
Yeah, huge for the football program to get a victory. I think it snapped I don't have the notes in front of me. I think 16-game losing skids somewhere in there. It was Coach Taylor Masterson's first victory in his third year, so super, you know, he was super excited.
Yeah.
He's invested a lot into the program, it seems like, and it was good that he got to taste victory along with those players who had mm-hmm. who had been on the losing end of some pretty lopsided scores over the years. Yeah. This year they dropped to a Division III for the first, you know, they've been a Division II small school program since the, you know, joy becoming a varsity program in 2004. This year they dropped to Division III, still an extremely tough division. But they were able to get that victory against Reddington, which huge, because hopefully that brings up the numbers a little bit next year, seeing the team get a win, and that's what they need. They just again that the football program is I think has lacked. You need more play. There's a lot of two-way players, and in football, you can't really have two-way players and excel them, you know, both sides of the ball.
Sure, yeah. So.
The first trip that they took this year, I think Taylor told me they six out of the
yeah.
20 kids they took had never played, or six, no, they, of, yeah. six of them had played before. The remainder had never played in a game before. I mean, that's,
yeah.
You know. So
when you don't have a feeder, you know.
Well, there is now.
They just started
one
this year again.
The
KYFL.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Rich Gonzalez, the offensive coordinator for the high school team, created the Kodiak Youth Football League. A lot of the equipment was, you know, left over from the Kodiak Football League, which I think dissolved 2020. Their final season was 2019. Mm-hmm. Which the high school team was, you know, feeling that impact.
Right.
They felt that impact of not having a feeder program. Mm-hmm. So if that, you know, if that youth program sticks around, and I'm not sure what the numbers ended up being for that program, but definitely needed for sure.
Tennis was a big success this year. That program has been growing, and this was seemed to me, I haven't followed it for too long, but probably maybe their best year.
One of the best years in recent memory. They had some nice runs when Joanna Garcia played tennis, finished fourth at state in the doubles. And they've had some good guy single players. They had a nice run, you know, mm-hmm. compared to last year where the team didn't qualify anybody for the state tournament. To this year, they qualified two boys singles for the first time. Two pretty good boys singles. And then a girls doubles team. Right. It's just, Anchorage area takes tennis pretty serious, it seems like. In Region 3, they don't get, at least Kodiak doesn't get a lot of off-island competition to face the Anchorage schools there.
Well, Anchorage actually is a little difficult to work with in regards to tennis. It's not just us.
Okay.
The Valley has a challenging time getting games and stuff with matches with them, too. The other thing is this was Angus Bruce's first year playing tennis.
Yeah, yeah.
And he qualified as a singles, went to state, and did well.
Not only qualified,
and he won
regions.
He beat his teammate. Yeah, he beat his teammate, beat Anthony.
Anthony.
But then Anthony beat him at state.
Yeah, then Anthony got the final say and beat him at the state tournament.
Yeah, but this was his first year to do tennis, and so successful year for him for sure.
He's a fun individual.
He's
jumps
athlete.
In marathons without training for one.
Yeah.
He's interesting, fun guy to talk to. But yeah, you're right. Tennis had a really, you know, the boys won regions.
Yeah.
Over Colony, Palmer, and Wasilla. So really a banner year. And Steve Johnson's been doing that for a while.
He's really been. I mean, I respect the investment he puts in with those kids.
Him and Derek Magnuson has been helping him coach, too, for the last number of years. And a good duo for that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely.
We have a couple minutes left. Let's do a little preview for
cross country.
Oh, cross country. Oh my
gosh.
Cross country.
Because Eric Litzo
banner year.
Absolutely. You know, he was an alternate last year for the state championship meet. That motivated him for not making, you know, not being on that state team that competed. And he just, you know, ran with that and finished fourth this year at the state meet, which is just an incredible performance for him and a great way to cap his cross country career. Of course, he'll have his track career, still has one season left for track. So And then on the girls' side, Abigail Harver?
Yeah, Harver. Yeah.
She qualified for the third time in a row. The only girl that ran at state for Kodiak finished 33rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Yes, cross, can't forget cross country.
And then wrestling's going currently going on right
wrestling's
now.
Wrestling's going on right, right now. Yeah. Swimming's going on right now. Yeah. And preseason for and hockey and basketball.
Hockey has officially started.
They've officially started.
Yeah, they haven't played games yet, but yes, they've
they
officially.
They got their team.
Yeah. And then volleyball. Yeah, so.
That ice rink's looking nice.
I haven't been out there yet.
I'm excited to not have to bundle up to you know, cover a high school hockey game. So.
Well, you will this year.
Well, so yeah, it's not completely finished, but at least the walls are up.
Yeah, true.
At least the walls are up. So basketball hasn't started yet. They're not
they're
in preseason.
They're doing some preseason stuff, but it starts the end of November.
Okay.
So the end of next month.
And basketball will look a little bit different with two new head coaches on the sideline.
Exactly.
With, well, one new
one,
head coach.
One new
and
one, yes.
Yeah.
switching, yeah. With switching teams.
John Molloy taking over the boys program and Dave Anderson coming out of his, like, 3 month retirement right.
He said you put words in his mouth, by the way. He said, I could say I retired.
Well, he technically
We all assumed that he retired.
You know what assuming does, Jared.
But yeah, he's never going to retire from basketball. He loves the sport.
Yep.
And just a quick plug. We got 1 minute left. Quick plug, Special Olympics also.
Yeah, so local bowling Special Olympics. We had local games this past weekend. And three teams qualified for the state tournament, which will be November 10th, 11th, and 12th in Eagle River.
Nice.
It's going to be great.
Oh, always
it's
is.
It's always fun.
Always
I
is.
I went a couple years, and it's a blast.
Yeah.
You'll never have more fun at a bowling tournament.
No, I'm looking forward to it. Been to several, and always a blast.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Deborah and Derek Larson for our biannual or whatever Jock of the Rock talk about local sports and all the great athletics going on in town. So if you have a kid who wants to get involved, contact Deb Rohr, and Deb will find something for them.
I will find something. We got something.
All right. Thanks for listening to Talk of the Rock.